Malta Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin County Public Records Portal now available for MT Real Estate Pros. NETR Online has launched a centralized portal for accessing Gallatin County public records, property tax information, and assessor data. Montana real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and research tax history faster in one of the state's fastest-growing markets. Bookmark the Gallatin Records Hub for your next transaction. cs/publicrecords.nadline.com/state/mt/county/Gallatin. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Montana Realtor Commission benchmark state average holds at 5.67%. Fast Expert reports that the average realtor commission in Montana is 5.67%, underscoring the importance of understanding how commission structures work in the state. For Montana real estate professionals, knowing this benchmark helps set competitive rates and communicate value clearly to clients in a shifting market. Review Fast Expert's breakdown of Montana commission trends at the link below. Malta Real Estate Headlines. New Montana property records tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien searches. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized platform to search Montana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MT can save hours of courthouse visits by accessing comprehensive property data online before listing, appraising, or closing deals. Add montana.propertychecker.cash to your due diligence toolkit for faster transaction prep. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Montana Realtor Commission rates hold steady near national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Montana is 5.71%, virtually matching the national average of 5.70%. For MT real estate professionals, this data provides a benchmark for structuring competitive yet profitable commission agreements with clients. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate Montana/ to inform your pricing strategy. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MT cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.